Kat woke up to an empty bed. She actually felt like pouting at the missing sight and warmth of Sin. At least until she heard someone moving around outside. Smiling, she grabbed Sin's button-down shirt from the bed and shrugged it over her shoulders, leaving it unbuttoned to hopefully entice him back to bed before she went to sneak up on him. She opened the door and smiled as she saw him bent over behind the bar. Biting her lip, she snuck up to him, but before she reached him, he straightened. Kat squeaked in alarm as she realized he wasn't tall enough or wide enough at this angle to be Sin. Kish turned around with a frown that turned to a gasp as he saw her nearly naked state. Embarrassed to the depth of her soul, she ran toward the safety of the bedroom and slammed the door. "Kat," he said from the other side, "it's okay, I didn't see anything, really." "Yeah, right. Okay, look, I will never admit to seeing anything. Please don't tell Sin or he'll gouge out my eyes, okay? It's our secret, I swear." Kat growled as she snatched up her clothes and dressed, only to remember that she could have done it without touching them. But at this point, she was so rattled, she didn't know what she was doing. "Why are you here?"
"I was cleaning up. Sin won't let housekeeping in. He doesn't trust them."
Kat snatched open the door.
"He doesn't trust anyone."
"True.
And I was keeping breakfast warm for you. Sin told me he'd have my balls if I didn't take care of you. Personally, I like my balls attached to my body, so I intend to take really good care of you in a purely platonic way."
He was an odd, yet strangely amusing man.
"Where is Sin?"
"Downstairs, plotting Galu destruction with Damien. He said that you needed to rest and that I wasn't to disturb you."
"I didn't, did I?"
"Not until a second ago." He gave her a really pained expression.
"You're going to get me killed, aren't you?"
She thought about it. Hard. But in the end, she wasn't that mean.
"No."
He let out a relieved breath as he backed up toward the bar.
"I didn't know what you liked, so I ordered some of everything. Cheese blintz, French toast, eggs 9 different ways, bagels, you name it, and it's here, or I'll get it here ASAP. I figure whatever you don't eat, we can feed to the demons."
Kat smiled in spite of herself.
"I'm sure they'd appreciate it."
"You have no idea. The kitchen staff is going wild about the orders they're placing. We've had to import extra cooks from other casinos and restaurants for the two of them alone." Laughing, Kat stepped around him to grab a piece of toast.
"I'll just take some scrambled eggs, bacon, and toast with juice."
"Great, sit right there," he indicated a bar stool at the counter, "and I'll take care of it." He pointed toward the toast in her hand.
"Jelly, jam, or butter?"
"None of that, thank you. I like it plain." He held up two thumbs.
"Works for me."
Kat took another bite as she watched him prepare a plate for her, and she wondered what had brought such a quirky person into Sin's service.
"So, have you been with Sin long?"
Kish shrugged.
"A few thousand years, give or take a decade or two."
She choked at his unexpected response. She'd assumed he was human, but obviously she was wrong.
"Get out, really?"
"That's why he trusts me." He set the plate down in front of her, then added the silverware and a linen napkin.
"But you're human, aren't you?"
He nodded.
"I'm human, except when I first wake up in the morning. Even I don't want to be around myself then."
Normally that would have amused her. However, she now had a mystery to solve.
"But if you're human..."
"How am I still alive?" He grinned and winked at her. "I'm a mind reader, too." "Yeah." He cleaned up some of the eggs he'd spilled while filling her plate before he answered.
"Back in the day, I made a really bad bargain with a demon for my soul in exchange for immortality and wealth."
He met her gaze, and she saw and felt his admiration and gratitude.
"Sin saved me."
"How?" He shrugged. "I never asked for the details. I was too afraid to find out what it had cost him. All I know is he bartered to free me, and I've been with him ever since. There's nothing I wouldn't do for that man."